This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. It's a good day to be outside and enjoy the sunshine. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Hezbollah is using low-cost FPV drones assembled in Lebanon to attack IDF forces and northern Israel. These drones enable cheap, precise strikes. Also, JNS reports this morning that Israeli troops have completed a two-month operation in northern Gaza, destroying 8 tunnels and killing dozens of terrorists. Also this hour, Walla reports that Eurovision manager Martin Green has dismissed criticism of Israel's participation in the competition, while warning against campaigns to exclude the country. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. And finally, JTA reports from earlier today that 40% of Jewish voters in New York City rate Zohran Mamdani's performance as mayor as poor. This poll was commissioned to show Jewish consensus around support for Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. 24news_en posted just minutes ago that Sharon Sharabi, brother of a slain Hamas hostage, has entered politics by joining the Yisrael Beiteyun party. The Belaz posted earlier that the U.S. military rejected Iranian media claims of a successful missile strike on a Navy ship in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command continues operations to escort commercial vessels and enforce a naval blockade. Ariel Ozeran posted earlier that the UAE reported an attack on one of its oil tankers by Iranian drones in the Strait of Hormuz, labeling it economic blackmail by the IRGC. Let's go deeper, starting with the use of FPV drones by Hezbollah. Ynet reports that these drones, assembled in Lebanon, are changing the battlefield dynamics with their ability to conduct precise and low-cost strikes. This development presents new challenges for the IDF in their defense strategies in the north. Turning to the IDF's operation in Gaza, according to JNS, the destruction of tunnels and elimination of terrorists underscore Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from northern Gaza. This operation could impact future engagements and civilian safety in the region. Meanwhile, Martin Green's remarks about Eurovision come amid growing calls to exclude Israel from international events. Walla highlights that Green remains firm in defending Israel's participation, signaling continued cultural tensions. In a significant diplomatic move, Axios reports that Trump's ceasefire proposal between Israel and Lebanon aims to de-escalate regional tensions. This initiative could influence broader peace talks involving Iran, adding a layer of complexity to regional politics. Finally, the JTA poll on Zohran Mamdani reflects wider discontent among Jewish voters in New York City. The survey highlights ongoing debates about his performance and broader implications for Jewish political engagement in the U.S. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that the Ministry of Economy has removed a popular lighting fixture from shelves. The multifunction brand's lighting chain was found to pose a risk of electric shock and fire. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Rafael has signed a memorandum of understanding to purchase a factory in Osnabrück, Germany. This move follows Germany's purchase of the Aero Missile Defense System and hints at potential interest in the Iron Dome. And finally, Ynet Business reports a unique case involving a man who converted to Judaism and acquired Israeli citizenship, only to later marry in a Sharia court. A Jerusalem district court intervened in this complex identity and legal matter. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.